אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך ג חלק ח בדף תפרש פית.
We are reading from הסתכלות study in ספירות the הסתכלות פנימית of item of volume I'm sorry part 8. And you can find in three parts of him.
So we have learned that the entire worlds of Akenabia are only the Izdakhut of the Masach on its five discernments, from Keter to Malchut. But the last two degrees, in Ma and Bun, the matter of the second restriction was added to them. From the lower hay that rises to a nine, that's of Yud Aleph, or to the Metzach of Yud Shorish. And they also have the matter of Katnut and Gadlut, that by the upper Zivug of Absag, the new all comes out that lowers the bottom hay from Enaim and Metzach. And then the Gadlut comes, as we know, the one that returns the Achap to the degree. And returning that Achap to the degree by the upper Zivug is called Havaya de Alephim. Aleph, as we said, is the hint of Tzimtzum Bet. And you've known that each and every Partzuf from the five degrees must expand on its own, also on five degrees, because a new zivu cannot come out on the Masach, but after it rises to Malchut of Osh, meaning that it must
completely purify.
It must be entirely purified till it becomes pure like Malchut of Osh. Hence, the four degrees of its purity are extracted till it equalizes to Malchut of Osh. And because the upper one does not stop from illuminating, in the world of Nikudim, that is the degree of Ma, we have an addition that except for the five degrees come out of the purification, there are also three whole paltzufim, meaning that they were born and came out on the renewing of the Aviyut of Malchut of Osh, where Absagma in each one of them come out the four degrees in its purity, meaning four zivugim on the way it purified the Masach from Tabu till the Chazeh, till the Peh. Except for what came out of the Rosh without a goof, because there wasn't a sufficient aviyut to build a goof. That's why the rising of the Masach does not occur. And you find the three Partzufim that came out on Olam HaNikudim. Even though it's one detail in Ak, like the three Partzufim of Ak, meaning that three Zivugim happened by the rising of the Masach and formulating in Malchut of Rosh, in Abba Ve'ima, the Nikudim, and that needs an explanation, because what changed in Madak that it was divided by itself to the three Partzufim that wasn't in Absag Mavak? And the matter is, that a new thing happened here, meaning the new light that came out of Zivug Absag, that it came and annulled the Parsa of Tzimtzum Bet and resembled its measure with Ak to expand to the point of this world. And from the force of this additional detail of the Partzufim of Ak, there was a force, meaning a Masach, that could expand itself to three Partzufim like Ak, until its force disappeared and came back to Tzimtzum Bet. That after the Masach of Guf of Abu is purified, which is Abba Ve'ima, and Achgat. It equalized the Malchut of Rosh, which is Pev Abaveima, and the Aviut of Sag renewed. That brings out Yishut and Tanhim. After that, Masach of the Guf came out, the Aviut of Aleph renewed in it. That brought out the Pashtut until the Da'at from below upward, meaning from Rosh, from below upward, and connected the Vak in the connection of the correction of the Kavim. Sorry, I don't see good. And the second restriction did not return to its place because there's still a bit of the new line beneath the Parsa that it lowered and purified the first hay from the lower one that only has the degree of Zeranpin. And only then that it was completely purified and performed all the zivugim there, so the new light disappeared and broke through the parsa completely. And since that light disappeared, we find that the force of Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, like Katnut of Nikudim, because the new or of Absag came, and you see that the new light that broke through the Parsa caused the three whole Partsufim in the world of Nikudim, as it was an Ak. That's why the Nikudim are called Olam, because they have it Pashtut of Partsufim, which are whole and inclusive, meaning each one includes 5 degrees like an Ak. Like Enoch, in a way that from the Katnut in them, they are considered only one detail in Ak, that they are the degree of Ma, but because of the Gadlut in them, by the new light, they are considered a full Olam with full three Paltzufim, as explained. Meaning, all in all, it depends how we observe Nikudim. Either we see it as one Partsuf, or we see it as Partsufim that came out one after the other. Even though the three Partsufim, like in Partsuf Adam Kadmon, but still, for us, they are considered like one Partsuf. But in Adam Kadmon, we say Absag. And Ma'obon, we already say that it's Olam Atzilut. And what happens in Nikudim, we learn, and obviously we take it into account, and from it, Partsufim of Atzilut and Bria come out. But it's all because this world on its own doesn't exist. It was shattered, and from its remnants we see that all the worlds of Abiyah were built, and us, and we all rise because of the shattering in Olam HaNikudim. Okay? Questions? Nothing.
Rabbi, today Oren Leibovich asked, maybe he wants to repeat the question, that how can it be that in the Zivug that we have in Enayim and Metzach, you get Gadlut?
Because we add the add of Yut into there. In the Aviyut, of Aviyut Shoresh, comes the Ubar, the embryo. Then in Zivug Aleph we get Katnut. Then in Bet Gimel Dalet we get Gadlut. That's how the Aviyut and the Masach determines the degrees. That's why the Ubar is entirely Aviyut Aleph. But in Aviyut Shoresh we also have the 4 degrees, 1, 2, 3, 4. entirely, and in them the embryo grows in his mother until it's born. And birth means that it went from Aviut Shorosh to Aleph. And it grows in Aviut Aleph until, in order to bestow, it's called Bet, and receiving in order to bestow is Gimel and Dalid. That is what we learn. Okay? PT
19.
An amazing lesson. The thing about finding the internality, I liked it. It says that by the upper zivug of up and sag, a new light comes out. What is the upper zivug of up and sag, and why is the new light coming up?
New light always comes from above. Everything is new. It's always a new light. It's a light that comes to correct the vessels that I have a deficiency below. But a deficiency isn't a force. I want, you know, like a child, I want. So, in my desire, I need to scrutinize, what do I want? If I want to bestow, and I don't have the force for it, but I know what I need to bestow, who to bestow to, and so on and so on. If my request, if my desire, if my deficiency is okay, then that is called that I raise man. May nukbin, a deficiency for the upper one. I ask the upper one, give me forces. I never have forces of my own, spiritual forces. And I receive forces from above. I receive the force. And by this, I advance. So the force that comes from above is a force that brings me a masach. No more than that, a masach. And it's even more to say I'm getting greatness of the Creator, and the greatness of the Creator gives me a feeling that I want to give to Him, I want to bestow to Him, I want to relate myself to Him. That is called that the gadlut of boy, the greatness of the Creator shines on me, and I get the force of bestow from it. I want to bestow to Him. I want to give to Him. And in this way, I get the force of bestow.
There's something of the work in the tent in that?
Of course. Nothing but the greatness of the Creator, knowing the greatness of the Creator. I don't need anything but that. But this is also what we say, fishka. There's like a little turnaround here. If I see that Creator is great, so who won't want to serve the great one? I'll lower myself and that's it. It's from nature. If the Creator, as much as He is greater, the more I will feel myself that it's worth to surrender, it's worth serving Him as a small one towards a big one. On an egoistic way, I'll do it. How should I do it? From faith. This is what we still need to explain.
Meaning, you say faith without feeling anything in the ten.
Without revealing the Creator.
So what is the practical work in the ten without feeling anything and nevertheless to do the work for the Creator?
I'm willing to bestow to the Creator because I'm impressed by the friends of how great the Creator is.
By the friends?
Yes. What do I need, friends? Why did the Creator break everything into many people? So I can get inspired by them, and then I can relate to Him without revealing Him. Without revealing Him.
And you have to see the friend as the Creator?
Well, that too. But we need to be careful to want to discover that Creator. To the extent that you don't want to discover Him, then in that rejection is where He is revealed. That is what we still need to learn. Slowly, more and more, you feel that we're getting closer.
Thank you.
Who do we still need to respect with a question? PT 32.
Can you explain the matter of the breaking of the parsa that Baal Sulam mentions here?
No, it's something huge, the breaking of the parsa. But you can search for it in the questions and answers there. The explanation of the words, you can find it there easy. Now, who else do we have? Chaver 2. Chaver 2.
Good morning, Rav. We said that Havaya of Alephin is hinting at the second restriction. As far as I know, in the second restriction, a Chapar outside of the degree. So why, how come the Gadlut is called Havaya of Alephin?
Because we use the Yud and the Dalet with the Palsa in the middle. And in such a way, we use vessels that Tzimtzum Aleph doesn't annul, isn't canceled, but Tzimtzum Bet is partially canceled. That we use the vessels of Kabbalah, but only if we connect them to the vessels of Bestow. The Achap that joins Galgal Ta'anayim, but not the Achap on its own. You understand? That's what happened in the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, that he thought that he could cancel the Parsa and use all those vessels together.
No. Can I add?
Yeah.
So, the second restriction, meaning the Gadlut is received above the Parsa, and that's why the second restriction is never cancelled?
Well, let's say so. It's a bit, it's different, but it's in the right direction. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, how can it be that the purification of the patsuf allows us to work with coarseness? You get new coarseness.
So what's the purification mean? It means that I have more forces, that my aviyut became more pure. It's not that the aviyut is annulled, but it takes upon itself intentions to bestow.
The light doesn't leave the partsuf in the, during the purification?
No, sometimes you say this or that, we use a word in a certain way, but actually we're speaking about a vessel that became more pure, meaning more in order to bestow, closer to the light. Okay.
No.
Well, if nobody wants to ask, so I'll ask Turkey 3.
Hi, now, hi, friends. A question from our group is asking, I don't understand Talmud Eser Sefirot lessons, but when I listen to these lessons, I feel some awakenings in my heart. Is this awakens our illusion? How can I check this awakens in my feelings? Thank you.
Michael,
read item 155 in the introduction to test. You have it somewhere, right? In the end of the introduction. The end of the introduction at Tess, item 155.
Item 155, in the introduction to Tess. And accordingly, we should ask, how come Kabbalists obligated each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? since there is a great thing here that is worthy of publicizing, since there is a great remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And even though they don't understand what they are studying, from their yearning and their strong desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken on themselves the lights that surround their souls. Meaning, each person from Israel is guaranteed, in the end, to attain all those amazing attainments that the Creator contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc. Until one is awarded completing his thought, which he had planned for him, as it is written in the Zohar. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception. And then these lights will clothe in the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, meaning mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving his wholeness.
Anybody want to ask about that? About this? Yes or no? I don't know. Well,
PT-34.
Why do we skip the part of questions and answers can pull us into the intellect?
Nothing can confuse us if we study correct what the teacher gives us and what's written in the book. If you, after the teacher tells you, if you don't hear, and what's written in the articles of Baal HaSulam, and in this introduction too, especially, you also don't take that into account, but it's all according to your brain that repeats itself like a beast on the same thing that you're used to studying like this in school, in the academies. So you don't belong to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You belong to all kinds of other wisdoms. So go to them. Just not here with us, not for attaining to the Creator, period. I have nothing else to explain. And more than that, I'm not coming back to this again. More than this, we don't ask. Today, we're done with these questions. Enough of time that we wasted on it. And everybody will now be aimed only to attain the materials about spiritual advancement. How to do it, we learned. We put ourselves in the correct way towards it, and we advance. That's it.
PT-24.
Last one.
Okay, maybe we'll conclude with that. Today we learned something very important, very blessed. The intention of the reading. And with your permission, Rav, this group of Jerusalem Kabbalists who learned by heart the words of the Ari, because they had to read a lot in order to study by heart. How come the Reforming Light didn't touch them?
It all depends on the intention. all about the intention. There are such Kabbalists that I went through. I wanted to study. I searched for them. I went through them. They studied and they know, like Bala Sulam writes, that you tell them a certain word and they'll continue by heart. But then when you ask them, they don't know anything of attainment, only from their brains what's written down. And that is the difference between learning wisdom or Torah.
We conclude by saying that the reforming light is without compromise, meaning if you don't call on him.
But it's spiritual laws. What do you mean with this way, that way? There's laws of nature. Can you do anything against them? No. It's between us, between people, we're confused. Or each one trying to do whatever is convenient for them, they flip things around. But against the laws of nature, that, let's say in physics, chemistry, all kinds of laws of nature, what, you can do something about them? No. It's written, you have information, data, you do this, you get that. And that's it. If we don't acquire the intention to bestow, we will not reveal the upper force, the creator. We will remain beasts. Passage from the beast to man, meaning to a spiritual degree, is a passage you acquire by bestowing, the vessel of bestowal, and it has nothing to do with your mind. It only depends on the intention in the heart.
It has nothing to do only with the reading, but with all the actions we're doing.
Everything. The Creator wants only this. That's what the intention of the heart demands. Ibn Ezra writes nice about that. You can find it there. Only the intentions of the heart.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Rav, can you explain to us, please, what is the revelation of the Creator? What should we beware when we don't want Him to be revealed?
Revealing the Creator means to reveal the force of bestowal that connects between all of us together and helps us rise from the feeling of this world to the feeling of the upper world, eternal and whole. And we must reach it because, all in all, we were born and we exist in the spiritual world, and right now we are in a shattered state temporarily, only in order to discover our desire to rise to the spiritual world, to rise towards connection. Our reshimot are pushing us ahead, meaning it's not that we will want it or not want it, we'll decide yes, we'll decide no. Nobody's asking the person. The reshimot, once they're revealed, they come from the shattering of the kli of Adam Rishon, the whole one. And whether we want it or not, we will want it. We will want to connect. We'll want to reach revelation of the Creator. We'll want to reach one vessel to be filled with the light of Ein Sof. We will want it. The question is, in what way will we want it? Whether through suffering or through the light that reforms called Torah. By two ways comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and says, it is possible to reveal all these things that you will have to do it, no choice, but you can do it in a nice and easy and convenient way that is quick. Instead of going through a third and fourth world war and suffering and problem and so on, you can do it in the connection between you. Also, connection you won't be able to do, but you will discover that it's worth it. And I'll explain what it means that it's worth it. And then you will ask for forces about it. Ask for forces and then connect. And according to the connection, you will start feeling that you live in an eternal world. Yes, Michael.
And if C sent the excerpt from Avraham Ibn Ezra, and he writes, now pay attention and know that all the mitzvot, all the precepts or commandments written in the Torah are those that accepted that the patriarchs have corrected, even though all of them, most of them are in action or in the heart, it's all in order to correct the heart. Because the Creator demands all the hearts and He understands all the desires.
Amen. Shai.
Today we'll start at 10 a.m. with Simeon Vinakur and Rav, then at 10:30 to 11:30, Raya's meeting, and at 6 p.m., a recorded lesson until 7:30, and a song.
האוויר שאנו נושמים עם ריחות ילדות וחברים הבית עם השירים כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים מניע אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב למעוף של בוקר יום הנה ביונה לבנה ימלא בפי המרקד שלם